I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, my name is Tanya, and welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy upon our lives, Lord. Thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord, that you came to set the captives free. And I pray for each and every person, Lord, who is listening to this podcast today, Lord God. I pray your healing touch upon their lives, Lord God. You said in your word that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed and made whole. Mind, body, and spirit, Lord. That's what you gave your life for, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for healing and wholeness for each and every person who is listening today. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to share with you today a little bit on the power of prayer. And there's a scripture in Acts 12:12. This is the Amplified Bible. It says, when he realized what had happened, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark, where many believers were gathered together and were praying continually. And he had been praying all night. Excuse me. So the church at this time was suffering great persecution at the hands of Herod the king. Herod had taken the life of James, the brother of John, and saw that it had pleased the Jews. So he had also thrown Peter into prison by four squads of soldiers and had bound him with two chains and with two soldiers standing on each side of him. Can you imagine needing that much squads and chains and soldiers on the side of somebody who was serving the Lord? That blows my mind. It says that there were also guards keeping watch at the door of the prison. And verse 5 of Acts 12 says that the church went into a time of intense intercession, asking God to free Peter. And in the Passion Translation, Brian Simmons states, the Greek phrase used for intense intercession means to stretch tightly in prayer. The church prayed, stretching themselves beyond themselves and what they were feeling in that moment. They were pressing in, prevailing in prayer, and they were all together praying in unity with the heavenly intercessor. There's power in unity. There's power in numbers. God heard their prayers and miraculously delivered Peter. Verse 7 states, a large angel stood by him and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. Peter's chains fell off at that very moment. The angel took Peter unseen past the first guards and then the second and then finally through an iron gate that flung open by itself leading out to the city. That's mind-blowing. That's amazing. Think about that. The praying of the church. What happened to Peter? Literally a huge angel set him free from his prison. I don't know about you, but this story gives me great hope. No matter what you may be going through at this time, and there's a lot going on in the world today, prayer changes things. Do you find yourself in a prison, or you may be enslaved to an addiction you feel you can't beat? Well, I was an addict for 25 years, and I could not seem to get it together no matter how hard I tried. Over and over and over, I fell captive to the same vicious cycle until one day I cried out to God in my distress, and he heard and answered that cry. And I am telling you, he unlocked the prison gates of my heart where a little girl was held captive for a very long time. God healed that little girl, and my life has never been the same. It's never again since that day been a battle to use. The desire has been taken away, and it's been replaced with a desire to see others like myself healed and set free. Our church has come together twice on every Sunday for 30 minutes before service to pray as a body. Our church has come together twice on every Sunday for 30 minutes before service to pray as a body. This has given me a great desire to press in beyond myself in prayer, and it's also given me a renewed hunger for the Lord. I find myself filled with a greater joy and expectation for what's to come, as there is always more with God. And I have no doubt that in the midst of praying for those who are going through, maybe going through extremely tough times, God hears and answers, and he's changing their situations and every one of us as we pray for them. We are becoming unified as a body, and greater things are on the horizon. Here's a quote from Martin Luther on prayer. No one can believe how powerful prayer is and what it is able to affect, but those who have learned it by experience. It is a great matter when an extreme need to take hold on prayer. And if you don't know how to pray, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's in Matthew 6 through 13. And if you don't know how to pray, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's in Matthew 6:6-13. And it says, "But you, when you pray, enter your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their." And if you don't know how to pray, there's a scripture in Matthew, and it's from Matthew 6:9-13. It says, "Therefore, pray in this manner: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." We have access to the Father through a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, I invite you to ask him into your heart today. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for you, and he's opened up the way to having a personal relationship with the Father. He's torn the veil in two from top to bottom so that we can enter into God's very presence. And it's his presence and his love that changes us. So repeat after me if you would like to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and change you. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, for going to that cross and dying for my sins, Lord God. I thank you for your blood that was shed for me on Calvary, Lord, your blood that washes me and makes me clean. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, Lord God, and I ask you to come and lead and guide my every footstep, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that my old life has passed away and your new life begins in me today, this day. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you'd pray that prayer, I invite you also to take the next step. If you're caught in addiction and you need help, to visit the website at marysong.net and fill out an application, or give us a call at 504-822-1341. This is Mary Song is a tool that God uses to heal and set people free. I've went through the program myself, and my life has never been the same. I now work at Mary Song, and my life has changed. And he comforts us so that we can comfort others with the same comfort that he's comforted us with. God has set me free, and I've been blessed and honored to be able to work at Mary Song and to see people's lives healed and set free every single day. So if you think that your situation is hopeless, I'm letting you know that it's not. It's not a hopeless situation. Jesus gave his life for you, and he can set you free, just like he did mine and many others who work there today now and who are sitting in the church. We have many leaders and pastors who have gone through the program also themselves, and their lives are changed. They've been set free. They're living, walking, breathing miracles. Thank you for letting me share with you today.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.